Next item on the agenda is results from the December 2017 through March 2018 Baywide Winter Dredge Study for Blue Crab. Good afternoon, Mr. Gear.
Good afternoon, Commissioner and Commissioner members. It's great to be here. My name is Pat Gear. I'm the Deputy Chief of Fisheries Management, and I will try to make this as brief as possible. I know you've had a long day.
So. Thanks, Pat.
My pastor once said, a good sermon starts with a strong beginning and a strong end. The two of them as close together as possible. So
I didn't know him, but I kind of like him this afternoon.
And I try to make the same kind of gesture when I run meetings and things like that. What I'm going to do today, I'm going to present the findings from the 2017-2018 Winter Dredge Survey, which is conducted by the CPSAC Committee, which oversees the project. They do the analysis. They do the collating and writing of the report. So I'm just providing information that they've put out. Glenn Davis of Maryland DNR is the one who heads that group, and myself and some of our other staff sit on it as well. The survey is conducted from mid-December through mid-March so that the results are across 2 years. And in their report, they always use the terminal year. So for the 2017-2018 season, they reported as 2018, just for clarification. I have two overview slides, which pretty much sum up the entire presentation. Total crab abundance for 2018 was at 371 million crabs. It was down 18% from last year. Spawning crabs, which are considered crabs larger than 2.4 inches in carapace width, they're crabs that are going to be spawning this year in late May and again or in July or August. They're this year's spawning class. As far as the females are concerned, it was down a little bit from last year, quite a bit from last year, at 147 million crabs, but 2017 was a record year. So you can't go anywhere from down from there, but we're still 19% above normal. The control measures, which were part of the CBSAC's stock assessment, which was done in 2011, were a little bit below the healthy, sustainable target, but we're well above the threshold. The threshold is the lower value, and I'll try to show a graph of that towards the end of my talk. And the female exploitation rate, which is the juveniles and the adults combined, females, was at 21%, and our target for that is about 25.5% each year. The juvenile crabs, which are crabs less than 2.4 inches carapace width, are crabs that will be exploitable in the fishery by late summer or early fall, and will be next year's spawning stock. In 2018, the estimate was 167 million crabs, which was much better than 2017, which was a dismal year. It was fourth worst on record, but it was still 30% below the long-term average. Overall, we had a very cold winter. Extensive ice coverage in the bay resulting in higher than normal winter mortalities. The mortalities were higher in Maryland, probably because water temperatures were colder up there. The water is less salty, so fresh, freezes quicker, so they had lower temperatures and higher mortalities. You can see the mortality rates were much higher, especially for adult females. Interestingly enough, the estimates that came out this year were higher than expected, given the fact that we had very low juvenile abundance last year and this elevated winter mortality, and we're contributing that to the conservation measures that the commission put in place in 2017 season, which created a positive result. Based on the results that the CBSAC committee came up, they decided that at this time they didn't feel any additional management actions were needed at this time for this year. Just very quickly, the Blue Crab Dredge Survey, like I said, it's been going on since 1990. It's run by VIMS and Maryland DNR. The objectives are to look at size and sex composition of baywide populations, accumulate accurate estimates of baywide and blue crab abundance, and estimate exploitation and fishing mortality. I mentioned the Chesapeake Bay the Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee. It's a subcommittee of NOAA's Chesapeake Bay Program Sustainable Fisheries Goal Implementation Team, and they do all the analysis for this, and there'll be a report coming out from them later in June. I'm going to show a series of graphs, and I believe this is on table one on page three of your handout if you want to follow along in the table. All the graphs are going to basically show the time series, starting back to 1990, and a red line, which is the long-term average, so you can compare this year to what's happened in the past. And this first one is for all crabs, which is juveniles and adults combined. We're at roughly 371 million crabs, which is about 18% below the long-term average and 18% less than 2017. Kind of coincidental, they're both the same. The juveniles, as I said, these are the crabs that are going to be entering the fishery late summer, early fall, and be the spawning stock for next year. You can see the low values that we've had, the below average, where we were at 168 million crabs this year, which was much higher than the previous year. The spawning females, this is what most of the management is based on in the 2011 stock assessment. It's based on the protecting these as much as possible. And even though we had a great year in 2017, as I said, you're bound to come down a little bit. We came down, we're still 19% above normal, above average. And what I wanted to point out is the below average years that we had between 1994 and 2008. In 2008, there was a bay-wide reduction of female crabs, 34%. And you can see since then we've seen an up shoot in spawning stock as a result of that. And these are the control measures. The green line represents the sustainable healthy target of 215 million crabs. If you're above that, you're doing super. The black line, again, is the average. And the red line is the threshold, which is set at 70 million crabs. You really don't want to ever go below that line. That's the bad line. It's real simple. You want to be between the red and the green. And basically, if you go below that, the stock is considered overfished. There's a definition of that, and it's considered overfished. And as I said, currently the adult females are at 147 million crabs, about 32% below the sustainable target, but still about 110% above that low level, which means we're in decent shape. As far as exploitation is the removals of juvenile and adult juvenile and spawning stock from the from the fishery. So what we try to do with that is keep that level at a suitable level, and these numbers, these values are derived through the stock assessment, which is a very rigorous process, and the threshold value is set at 34%. If you're over that value, you're overfishing. You're taking too much of the pot. You're taking too much of the population out, and you're overfishing the population. We try to maintain it at about 25.5, which is our specific target for females. In 2018, we were at 21%. Some people feel that we should be just hovering. We should try to push and get right at that value because we're leaving crabs on crabs on the table, so to speak. But there are some uncertainties with these numbers. There's information about discard mortality that we don't know, recreational, the size of recreational fishery, things like that that basically, have to go into the calculations. There are uncertainties that we're better off making sure we're a little bit below that value. Okay. And just real quickly, an overfishing, as I said, occurs when we're over that red line. The spawning stock for males was estimated 59 million in 2018. It ranks 17th among the 29 years of the survey. It's about 23% below 2017 numbers. And the exploitation rate for males, it didn't go through the rigorous process of a stock assessment. The CBSAC committee decided that they were going to use 33%, which was the second highest exploitation rate the survey had ever seen. So they were using that as a value, and they were calling it a conservative trigger. And you can see that they had passed it a few times in the past. In 2017, that value was at 34%. The committee talked about that. Did they want to do anything? Did they have concern about it? They felt that they were concerned, but they were just going to watch it. They were going to take a cautious approach and just watch it. They didn't feel there was any actions necessary at this time.
Commissioner Bennett?
I'm sorry?
May I ask a question about that?
Yes, ma'am.
Actually, two slides back prior to exploitation. One more.
One more.
Is the red line the threshold?
Red line is the mean, the average.
Okay, thank you.
And all these graphs. Mm-hmm. And this just shows the baywide harvest for broken down by jurisdiction, Maryland, Virginia, Potomac, and baywide, along with the female and male crab exploitation rates. If those exploitation rates are in red, we exceeded the threshold. And you can see for females, we haven't exceeded that threshold in 10 years. And this was the first year in a long time that we've exceeded the threshold for male blue crabs. Overall, the harvest was 54 million pounds in the bay for 2017, which is right around the 10-year average, but about 10 million pounds below the long-term average, going back to 1990. And this is basically showing the same information on in a graphical form, basically showing those same years I talked about, 2000 through 2008, we had lower abundance overall in the bay. We probably were in some of those years in a situation where we were overfishing and we were overfished and overfishing was occurring. And that in 2008, when we put in that 34% reduction of females, was a major step in recovery of the fishery. So that's all I'm going to present.
I think we also eliminated the winter dredge fishery right about that time.
That's about right. Are there any questions? And I went through that as quickly as I could.
Any questions for Pat?
I guess
Dr. Neal?
From my commercial waterman friends and patients, stuff like that, basically their early crabbing season has not been good. And so that's been my chair side reports. But we're hoping that it's going to get better as the summer and fall.
Temperatures have been below normal. I mean, temperatures, things are fairly much delayed, 2 to 3, maybe even 4 weeks. Was hearing that from recreational fishermen and everybody, things are delayed because of the, cool. We've had a very cool spring as well. So the numbers should be there. We're pretty confident in that the spawning stock was pretty healthy at this point. So I think things are just delayed because of temperature.
Cold, windy, and rainy. Mr. France.
Yeah, I have a kind of a concern. Maryland crabbers with a Virginia license and people in the Northern Neck area that usually this time of year fish on Jimmy crabs.
Mm-hmm.
Are all migrating south to fish on females.
Mm-hmm.
And, my concern is, how much pressure are we going to put on the female stock with these added fishermen in these areas?
Well, I mean, it could be a concern, but the survey here that we have is a bay-wide survey. So it's not just Virginia, it's all of it's Maryland as well. It's up in the tributaries. It's accounting for, I wish I had a map of what they do. They do 1,500 stations a year in that short period, and it covers all the tributaries from the bay mouth all the way up to Annapolis. And so they're getting a fairly good estimate of the abundance. And since it is over the winter time when very little fishing is going on and a lot of the crabs are dormant during that time, they get a very good estimate of what's out there. Now, if there's a large increase coming down from Maryland, yeah, we could have an impact on the spawning stock. But, given the numbers, if those people are registering to, fish in Virginia and getting their, we're getting their information and everything, we should be able to report that.
Another question, please.
Yes, sir. Follow up.
And what would be the take on the steady decline in the male population?
Would be the steady decline in male.
Yeah, it seems like a decline.
Well, I wasn't going to show this one, but I got one for this. I was trying to make it as
ta-da!
You love a presentation when it falls into place. It pretty much, in Virginia, we were not seeing a steady decline in male population. It's right around about 25-27% of our estimates. It's staying about the same. Of our proportion of catch. So it's staying roughly the same. Some years a little bit less than others, but for the last 8 years on here, it's about 25-27% of the harvest.
Further questions? Pat, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Rob, do you have anything to add to that? Anything all good?
I could wax forever.
Yeah, well, let's go to item 17, discuss that.
But seriously, one thing for the commission to really take is the fact that from 1998 until 2007, I call it a trough. I mean, the stock was really not in good shape. Overfishing was occurring just about every year. Abundance was low. National Marine Fisheries Service stepped in 2008 in disaster relief and supplied just under $15 million to Maryland and Virginia to, try and help the problems out. And everywhere you look in that data that Pat presented, if you think back on it, that is where we have left that area. We now get some variability, but if you look at a stanza, that was a really bad time period, and now you're here as far as everything concerned, the exploitation, the abundance, everything else. But thank you, Commissioner.
You're welcome.